cow droppings or anything, yeah. You know, just...
I think the same way that you do as far as meadows go. Well, what about a piece of land that's really not good for much of anything because you have water standing on it permanently, might have a lot of beaver dams and all that through it?
Yeah, swamps, sloughs. Had a lot of... there's another term for it, too. I've heard them talking about it. Because they had a big area south of town where they drained all this water off of it, called Ross Drainage Area. And that was just swamp or slough and bio. I don't know. That's more Louisiana term, but they call it... Can you think of anything else?
No, I can't.
Well, you mentioned having to drain a piece of land. What would you call the things that... would be dug.
It's a drainage ditch.
Drainage ditch. Or what do people around here call bits of or flowing fresh water flowing along? What would you call
a
it?
A creek?
Creek. Anything smaller than a creek?
Creek is just almost as small as I can imagine, except just a stream, a little trickle of something.
Are there any specific proper names for some of the creeks around here that you know of?
Mill Creek, Big Brushy. Turnwar.
Durash Creek.
Turnwar. That's an interesting name. Now, you talk about an anglicized French name. Are you familiar with
what
it?
What is this name?
Turnwar. And it's
Turnwar.
It's T-E-R-R-E, capital N-O-I-R.
Oh, yeah.
And they call it Turnwar, like T-U-R-N-W-A-R, Turnwar.
Well, that's not quite as bad as an Alabama example I can give to you. That's a little town close to Mobile. It's spelled B-A-Y-O-U-L-A-B-A-T-R-E. Obviously French. You know what the natives call it? Bayou La Batterie.
Well, the interesting thing to me is that pronouncing it Turnwar, they're as close as they are to the real spelling of it. I mean, real pronunciation. It's not really bad.
Really?
And the little town of A-N-T-O-I-N-E, they call... I had always heard called Antoine, but I found out the natives call it Antoine, which is still not all that far. Now, they have no idea probably that it's even French.
Well, isn't there a Ritchie restaurant in New Orleans called Antoine's?
Antoine. But
it's
not Antoine.
Yeah.
We're from Antoine.
What about, tell you, a place that you might find out in the woods somewhere that's been eroded by flowing water? Say it might be about 10 feet deep, 10 feet across, something like that. What would you call
a gully?
Call that a gully.
Or like a ravine.
Gully wash. That could be a ravine.
A gully always seems to me to be, when you say eroded, just... in sort of a bleak area where all the topsoil's been washed away, now it's a gully. Whereas a ravine can have trees
growing
in it.
Lots of trees and stuff growing in it. I assume by what he said it didn't have a lot of foliage and stuff.
Well, tell me, and you're talking, is there, you've ever come across the difference between a creek and a crick?
It's the same thing, isn't it?
I haven't encountered crick.
You haven't encountered crick in all the...
I've encountered crick a lot.
Well, you've been up north, though.
Well, here.
Oh, here?
Here.
Is that creek?
Well, I understand there's a difference between a creek and a creek. A creek runs out, out between an open land and where, like, cattle drink from. Mm-hmm. Whereas a creek is in a wooded area, and deer and things like that drink from it. And it's just a difference of what kind of area it's in.
Mm-hmm. And you pick that up from around here?
Yes.
That's interesting. Would an older person or just... anybody, would that be common knowledge?
I don't know. I doubt it. I've heard a lot of people use them interchangeably, so.
Yeah. That's interesting.
A lot of people say crick around here.
Do they?
I just assumed it was a variant pronunciation without any distinction.